the bleak setting of C. Pam Zhang's second novel could be a dystopian future or alternate present day. A world where a thick smog spreads across the planet, killing most animals and food crops. In Land of Milk and Honey, an Asian American chef is stranded in England when the U.S. borders close. She's trying to build a menu out of the only plentiful foodstuff left on Earth, a substance derived from mung beans, soy, and algae. So our unnamed narrator applies for a job at a mountaintop colony in Italy, where an Elon Musk-like character has established a haven for the uber-rich. This enigmatic mogul, whom the narrator refers to only as my employer, and his daughter Aida offer a lush life above the smog line. Produce grows plentiful here thanks to seed banks and sunshine, and laboratories bring livestock and all manner of other creatures back from extinction. While our narrator rediscovers the pleasures of smell, taste, and touch, she struggles with the moral complexities of her new role. Surprisingly, there are no clear heroes or villains here. Aida explains that the biobank uses investors' money to create sustainable ways of feeding the world, and redistributing the wealth would destroy the future. Zhang's writing is visceral, full of blood and muscle, especially when describing the lavish buffets served to the privileged few. Zhang's debut novel, How Much of These Hills is Gold, was longlisted for the Booker Prize. Land of Milk and Honey is a spectacular, delectable follow-up that establishes her as a literary force. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.